So, ESS WeatherTech. Who are ESS WeatherTech? Gary, would you like to say a few words, either at the lectern? This is Gary Quinn, Chief Engineer of ESS WeatherTech. So, give us a rundown.
Yeah, we're a company, a private company in Richmond. We have about 30 people. We've been making these ground stations for near on 30 years now. We started, or I started at the CSIRO all those years ago. We made the first 2.4-metre tracking antenna at the time. People used 3 or 4-metre antennas. We did some innovation in the way the antenna tracked and also in the way we did the demodulation, and we implemented some very low noise LNAs, which were very innovative at the time. then I left CSIRO and joined another company, which was making handheld radios at the time, and we started manufacturing ground stations, and we've done that ever since. Most of our product goes overseas. We make a number of systems for Australia, of course, mainly Bureau of Meteorology, but most of our systems are overseas. There's some examples. That's a 2.4-metre dish in Kuala Lumpur. We have a very large system in Hong Kong. We've been working with Hong Kong for about 15 years. We've put in geostationary reception systems, polar orbiting systems. There's Karachi, the next one that's setting up a system there. We also make some smaller systems for L-band lower resolution. That's one in Bangladesh. We set up a system for the Taipei domestic airport. This is a system in... we have two... actually, we have four systems in Antarctica. The Chinese Polar Research Organisation have bought two of our systems for... that's the one at Great Wall in Antarctica. That's the radome being lowered onto the dish. And Zhongshan is the other Chinese ground station, polar station we have a satellite in. And of course, we have our test system here in Melbourne. And we have a number of systems throughout the Pacific. That's one in Fiji, but we also have systems in Solomon Islands and Vanuatu. We also have about eight systems in India for the Indian Met Department and the Indian Air Force. So this is all commercial. We don't do research. Everything we do, we have to do properly and get paid for. We don't have any funding. Even though the very original system was funded by Oz Industry back in 2001. But since then, it's been a very commercially successful operation. And the connection with DLR, what we're doing is this antenna normally operates at frequencies of 8 gigahertz and 1.7 gigahertz at L-band and X-band. We're adapting the feed to suit the frequencies that the DLR satellite transmits, so that when the spacecraft goes over, we'll be able to use our existing antenna to receive the data in real time. We'll also process that data at our ground station and then feed the data directly to fire agencies. And with the space program, with the space agency just starting, what we hope to do is expand on that constellation. Well, it's hardly a constellation, it's only two satellites, but we would like to make it into a constellation. It's an ideal program where we would look after perhaps the ground station, the DLR would look after the sensors. Perhaps we could use a different type of a bus to be developed in Australia for the satellite itself, and that would be an ideal program for the Australian Space Agency, because it would involve international cooperation, it would involve new satellites, and it would result in I've done a few numbers. If we had a constellation of 10 satellites, we would have a coverage, not quite the 10 minutes, but that would be fantastic. But with 10 satellites, we would have a coverage approximately 30 minutes to an hour update rate, which would be much better than what we've got at the moment for high-resolution fire coverage. So, and the great thing about that project is it has lots of potential for future development. We could develop the ground station initially to get that that high-resolution fire coverage, but we could also then do things like detecting weather on the ground by looking at the motion of plumes and things like that. I'll just finish up with the ideal situation. We would have approximately 10 satellites sending the data down to the ground, and although we're using tracking satellites to receive the data, the DLR satellites also have some UHF links as well. So the next step after we've got this data would be to send that data down in UHF links, and the advantage being that you wouldn't need a big tracking antenna. You could just do it on a small, receive it on a small omnidirectional antenna, which potentially could be on the top of a fire truck at the actual site of the fire.